is spreading, changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking the Strain, where me and my friend Jesus of Dysfunctional.com sit down and we kind of rant and rave and just talk about the latest episode of The Strain. Now, we're going to be talking about Sunday's episode that aired on October 2nd, The Battle of Central Park. Before I even jump into that, though, Jesus, last week, you and I talked about how we had heard some rumors on the internet that this was going to be the last season and blah, 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 blah. And then our friend on Twitter, I hope I say his name right, at Selwonk, and that's S-E-L-W-O-N-K, he actually direct messaged me, and I love what he put it here. He's like, Jesus is wrong about The Strain. The show just got renewed and will end after season 4. So he sent me a link, and I sent it to you immediately because that's what we love about other fans. Because you and I don't know everything. I mean, I know that you try to act like you do, but you know. But still, this article was written in Deadline Hollywood, and it says The Strain renewed for 4th and final season by FX. The Strain, the vampire thriller drama from Carlton Cuss and Guillermo del Toro and Chuck Hogan will continue to run its run on FX next year. The cable network has given the series, which is midway through airing its third season, a renewal for a 4th and final season to air in summer of 2017. So we are getting a season, another season.
Yeah, well, at least we're getting a proper goodbye.
Yes, true. And I was, if you read the article, I'll put it on Facebook/iWatchMike. I'll put the article there. But it pretty much talks about how from the get-go, it wasn't supposed to be this big, long thing.
No, it was supposed to be 3 seasons from the get-go because it's 3 books.
Ah, weren't you reading the books when we first started recapping the show?
Yeah, I started to.
Did you even get through the first book?
No, but I got way too busy.
Oh, dude, that was a long time ago. You remember that? That's when like you were hardly doing. You were like, I'm reading, and you were reading a lot. And then it's obvious that we all grow. Oh, look at you. My baby's all grown up from the nest. I remember I was just holding you. I used to feed you. You're so cute.
If you listen to Kristen and I's podcast, we always refer to you as Papa Mike.
That's what she keeps calling me, Papa Mike.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah. You know, one day I'm going to die and then you guys will just live on and just maybe y'all will have a baby and name it after me.
That's so sad.
A baby with Kristen? That's messed up.
Why?
You said that's sad, that you wouldn't want to have a baby with Kristen?
No, I would not.
Oh, wow. Okay. Damn. Okay. Well, you know what? Enough of that. Because when she hears this, oh, it's on. Let's talk about The Strain, The Battle of Central Park. I got to ask you and the fans out there listening, did it feel like a Battle of Central Park to you?
It did not. To me, what it felt like is like I was watching a very prolonged Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes, right? One of those role-playing games where you see like an aerial shot and you're just seeing like...
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to get that to the end of my notes here that I have, but you know what? It just didn't feel... Like I thought it was going to come together because then you see the crap that's happening with Fett and the team and dropping down that stuff and then... Of course, the vamps take over Central Park like in a mean, in your face kind of way. But then that was it. That was it. Like we didn't see Dutch go throw down. The team didn't throw down. That's what I was hoping for. Like I don't know what that was.
They were bickering amongst themselves more than they actually fought.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't that whole thing with Dutch and Fett their stuff. I wasn't thrilled about. Like
no, but at least we got So the detective in there now.
Detective? What other detective? Oh, you mean Captain Rogers?
Captain, there you
go. Yes, Captain Rogers is back. The one-night stand could be something with Fett. Now, let me ask you a question, though. Do you believe that Fett, he knew Dutch would be there at his place?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he brought Captain Rogers there on purpose to make her a little jealous?
I think so. Right away, that's what I thought, and I started laughing because I'm like, "That's what she
That's
deserves."
what she gets. She left him for her girlfriend, you know, after he was there and everything. So I thought it was awesome and good for him. And don't get me wrong, I like Dutch. She's hot. She's got a cool accent. But I don't like the way that she played Fett like that. So I'm with Captain Rogers.
Yeah, and I also don't like how she has this little buddy-buddy relationship with Effen. I mean,
Well, that well, you know what? They're both alcoholics. They're trying to do something together. At least Dutch is doing, you know, trying to fix the, you know, because she did start this whole thing.
true.
You know, so I mean, their relationship, I'm still waiting to see if they sleep together, you know. But we'll see. But their whole story, I was just like, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
Let me see here. In my notes in the beginning here, I have what did you think about that whole thing with Eckhurst, Dr. Evil, and Kelly giving Zach a baby vamp?
That I feel like they're prepping him for something.
I mean, it's obvious that he's in for something. I don't know if they're like gonna make him the master. I don't know. But no. But it's not even that. I was wondering if you were gonna see. Maybe I just was the only one. I don't know. But it just felt weird. And I'm into some weird shit. Okay. But it just felt weird when, because I don't know if it's just his Zach's facial expressions. He just always looks like he's up to something and evil. And you know when he was like, "You don't have to sit there. You can come on the bed with me." I was like, "What am I watching here?" And then he starts petting. I don't know. It just felt weird. And
I
like,
think it was supposed to feel weird.
it was, man. It felt weird. And I really thought, I was like, "Okay, well, you know, Zach's gonna keep his distance and make the vamp do something, like to help him escape." But instead, it was just like a weird thing, like. You know, he's like, he hasn't had a girlfriend, and he's like, well, sheesh, I guess she's the only one that I'm going to talk to. It just felt weird. And maybe
It did.
I don't know. It just,
Now, would you want one of those munchers as a pet?
yeah, I would. I think it'd be hella cool. Don't you? You wouldn't want one?
I think I would.
Dude, they do anything you need, and they definitely got your back, a permanent bodyguard. Yeah, I know. I don't think I would, I don't know. But maybe the baby vamp likes being pet like a pet.
It seemed like it did.
I just couldn't. I just couldn't be petting a human like. I don't know. Even if I had that pet, I wouldn't. You know, I maybe I'd give it treats. You know, I'd feed it. You know, blood.
You definitely wouldn't treat it like your puppy, right?
No, I just because it's still a person. And I think that's what it was weird. It was. I don't know. Maybe I'm just. I mean, it didn't bother me. Just I was like, what? But it definitely.
Yeah, but I still don't like Zach.
No, you know, I'm not feeling him. I'm not feeling him. And I thought he was going to do something. I mean, it was pretty smart how he wrote the little note. I really thought he was going to write the note and give it to Vamp and then tell Baby Vamp to go deliver it. That's what I thought.
I did too. I mean, it seems like it likes him and is willing to do a lot of stuff for him. It just seems so much of a waste. Like, oh, maybe somebody's gonna look through this book. Maybe somebody's gonna find it, you
That
know?
was kind of, I don't know. I would have better believed a delivery instead of just dropping it, you know, because I don't know. It just felt weird. And then that whole part where Fett finds it and then he calls F, he's like, "You gotta come down here." I'm like, why? He's busy.
And I thought they were mad at each other. Like all of a sudden, nothing happened between them. Like Fett didn't punch F in the face.
I wasn't feeling it. I guess the big moment. I mean, I guess they had two action moments. We Eckhurst loses his hand to Dutch, and of course they. Do you think it's going to grow back? It doesn't grow back, right?
It's supposed to grow back.
Oh, okay. Well, what the hell's the use? Why did she chop off his head? That would have
I
been
don't know.
cool. That would have been
Yeah.
cool.
To lose him as a character would have been shocking.
That would have been yeah. That would have been like a bat because I would have said screw the battle. We just lost Eckhurst. That would have been. I mean, even though he's a big part of it, and I like him as a bad guy, you know, or just like graze it, you know, and like he has to run off because he almost got his head caught off. That would have been a hand. I wasn't in. And that whole thing, dropping that little puff bomb into the vamps, I thought that was just a waste because I was looking so forward to see how this was going to go down. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a pain in the ass for this
No,
episode.
it would have been cool to have at least some sort of big battle scene where they're in the middle of all these vampires, and then all of a sudden, you disperse some sort of bomb.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
But, you know, we also find out that it didn't necessarily help. They're still being overtaken in the city.
Oh, I know. They had like so much more. They just weren't in there because it's obvious they killed the ones in the sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
But in Central Park, they seriously came out. I don't know where they were hiding. But they definitely took over that whole thing, and Councilwoman is screwed, which I am not a big fan of her.
I am not either. She's just getting so annoying and so victim. It's just not fun.
I was hoping she'd get eaten. I was hoping that she'd be like, I feel like I'm not doing anything because at least I had a gun. And I was hoping that the vamps were just going to barge in there and just annihilate everybody in that command center. That would have been cool. I needed somebody to die. I think that's what it was, because it didn't. I mean, just the title of the episode, I was like, oh, and then all those vamps, I was like, yes, this week's going to be awesome. And then I was
Yeah, well, the only awesome part in this was Gus.
True that. Gus regulated and shot that piece of crap of a cop. Yep, well, Angel did, but that was pretty dope. I'm glad that Gus got back in the mix of things.
Mm-hmm. And he's protecting people now, so that's better.
And that's what we wanted. We wanted Gus and Fett together and old school Zach, not new school, old school. So 2 out of 3 is not bad. You know, it would be cool to see Fett and Gus and Dutch. I'd be happy with that because Dutch is pretty badass.
Yeah.
But she's – I don't know what her deal is. She needs to get her head out of her ass, and she doesn't have a chance with Fett anymore.
She does not, and I don't think she – she wouldn't deserve a second chance.
I don't think so either. Stick to Captain Rogers, but knowing Captain Rogers is probably going to die.
I hope not.
Just our luck. We're going to be like, we love – oh, damn, she's dead.
Yeah.
All right. That's all for my notes. You have anything else to add, subtract?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, scale of 1 to 10. What do you give it?
I'm giving it a 7.
I totally agree, Jesus. A 7.
Definitely not worth going higher, especially when we had such good competition from Fear the Walking Dead.
Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Wait till we talk about that later. Holy crap. So that's it. We both give it a 7, the Battle of Central Park. I think both of us just wanted more. We wanted to live up to the title of the episode, a battle. You know, maybe it could have been like, you know, Fight for Central Park would have been a better title for me.
It would have.
You know.
Or, you know, if it was just, you know, Fett and Gus back together or whatever.
Yeah.
Anything but battle that made it seem overly, you know, action-packed.
Yeah, totally agree. All right. Well, I think we're done, right? That's it?
Yep.
Cool.
That's it.
So people, shout-outs to the Strain Addicts out there. If you're a fan of the Strain, check out the Strain Addicts on Twitter, and they've got a Facebook group. They're really cool people. Shout-out to Good Shows as well, and the VRO.com, who share our recap, our weekly recap for the Strain. If you want to check out more of us, me and Jesus, you can check out Talking the Strain on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Go there, and you can, subscribe, and that way you don't miss a show. Jesus, I know that you're online. You got the blogs. You got the Facebook. Let people know where they can find you.
My blog, dysfunctional.com, Twitter and Instagram at dysfunctional, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and dysfunctional on the Good Shows app and Snapchat.
Sweet. And me, Good Shows. If you haven't downloaded it, do it. It's the old school TV tag. Get Gulu if you like those. Get on there. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. My blog is iwatchmike.com. iwatchmike on Facebook. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. And Mike the THA Movie Guy on Snapchat. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. All the shares and the likes. Appreciate it. Everybody overseas listening to me and Jesus just ramble. We appreciate it as well. We'll be back next week to talk more of the Strain. All right, Jesus, say goodbye.
Bye.
Changing the human race, literally turning us into monsters. We must fight. All of us. Fight to save our civilization. Fight or die. The Strain.